Okay, so we come to our final lesson in this course, and just a summary to say what we have looked at. So the first thing is all about millimeters matter, and it's those small, tiny little incremental changes that actually add up over time. It's those little things adding up, and I know you can do it. You've got those little things that you can do, just little bit, and it's not what other people can do. That's called comparatonitis, okay? When you compare yourself to how other people change and face things. No, this is about you, what you can actually achieve. The second thing we looked at is the power of the nest, and we talked about how we are in a nest of relationships and how we have so many support people around us and so on, that is actually part of our support to actually help us change. We may not realize it, but there's a lot of support around us, so we need to be able to use that support in our development. The next thing was about getting to know you and how you are wired. You're youer than you, as Dr. Seuss would say, and how we are individually different to everybody else, and that makes us very special and very unique. And it's important to recognize that what might work for somebody else may not work for you, and so what does actually work for you? Then we looked at getting to know your whole. Okay, where do you keep on falling over? What is the struggle that you are in that you need to work your way out of? And it's about your story, your narrative, and understanding what is it that you need to work on. Then we talked about having a digging plan, a plan to actually get out of there. And we talked about Stan and how that is simple to understand, time for review, aimed at something of incredible value to you, and negotiated with key others. Then we talked about training the brain. That was quite a big lesson about how we are to use affirmations to firm up our identity of who God actually says we really are, all right? And we talked about how to build a good affirmation and how to use either tangible things like a notebook or even on the cell phone, listening to it. Then we talked about taking action. It's all very well doing all these different things, but unless you take action, nothing really changes. And as that quote that I shared in that lesson, 80% of life is showing up. And so how are you going to show up to this workshop, this course? Are you just going to put it aside and say, right, done that course, whatever? Or are you going to go through it and actually take some millimeter actions and I'm going to start doing this thing here. I'm going to just chip away at these different things. So where to from here now that this course is finished? Well, perhaps you might like to email me some questions, some comments, some ideas, thoughts, barry@turningthepage.co.nz, or you can go onto the website turningthepage.co.nz and you can find a contact form there. Also, maybe you'd like to share about this course via your social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever. And there'll be a link on the website, turningthepage.co.nz, where you can share about this. You might also just like to tell your mates, tell your friends, send them a link to the website. Share with other people about this course, and hopefully this can help thousands of people, and not just yourself. Then there's the opportunity, if you want to get some one-to-one support, coaching, just a conversation about this workshop, this course, and things that it's brought up for you or to talk about. You may want to get that from me or from some other counsellor or pastor or spiritual director. But I just want to say thank you for watching this course and being part of what I'm doing here at Turning the Page. And I do hope that it has helped you get out of your hole and take some action and move ahead in your life. Hey, email me, I'd just love to hear from you. It's barry@turningthepage.co.nz. Until then, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.